All right, Shabbos, say good morning. So we're going to pick up in Yeretz Hashem, still in Perikotas, in Mesilas Yesharim. So we're picking up on page Kuf Tzadik Zayin. So you still have this in the handouts that I sent out last week on the WhatsApp chat. So he says as follows. Remember again, we're speaking about now, we spent a little bit of time speaking about the concept of Yira, which again we often translate as fear, but as we spoke about, more appropriately translates as reverence. Now, the Ramchal switches gears, and already last week we began speaking about the concept of Ava, and what it means to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he writes, Umivchana Ava. This is very beautiful. What's the true test of love? The true test of love, he says, Umivchana Ava Azos, Hu Bizman Hadochak Vahatzara. The true test and understanding of one's love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes about in times of challenge and difficulty. V'chein Amru Zichron Livracha, V'yahavtas Hashem Alokecha, B'chol Levavcha U'b'chol Nafshecha. You should love Hashem, your God, with all of your heart and with all of your soul. And the Gemara Darshins, Afilu no tel es nafshecha. Even if he goes ahead and takes your heart, takes your soul. U'b'chol ma'odecha, b'chol ma'monecha. And what does it mean to love Hashem with chol ma'odecha, even with all of your money? Now, what does this mean? That you have to love Hashem with all of your heart, with all of your soul, even if he takes your life and even if he takes your money. Amnam. Kedei shelo tiyen. So, first of all, before we go on, so the Ramchal is explaining that this is the extent to which one must love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That not only can one love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of good, and when times are fine, when things are going my way, but even in situation of adverse circumstances, even in situations where things unfortunately appear to be unraveling in such a dramatic way, love, true love, is a constant. And true love ultimately, again, remains intact, even when circumstances are less than optimal. Amnam. So I say, so how do we accomplish this? So this is something we all know, meaning obviously the idea is not to be a fair weather Jew, right? And not to be a fair weather friend to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to cultivate the sense of love that endures and transcends all circumstances. No matter what is happening in my life, I still love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know this. The problem is not knowing it. The problem is actualizing it. How do we cultivate such a love like this? So he says something very beautiful. Amnam, kedei shelo tiyena hatzaros v'hadichakim, koshi u'mniya ala ava. In order that a person will come to a level that his tzaros, that his difficulties and his challenges will not prevent the actualization of his love for God, yesh la'adam l'hashiv al atzmo shtei tshuvas. Person has to go through life, Gover says, going to his relationship with God, with two mindsets. Ha'achos mehen shava l'chol nefesh. The first mindset is something that we must all have. V'hashniya l'chachamim ba'alei adeha amuka. And the second is a mindset that is reserved for a different level of person. Chachamim, wise people, those who are thoughtful and deep thinkers. So what's the first one? Ha'achosi komai da'avdin min shamay yelotav. The first is, quotes the Gemara that says, everything that Hashem does is for the good. Everything that God does is for the good. So what does this mean? Rabbi says, this is a concept that we are all familiar with, that everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam does ultimately, again, has a good purpose, is for the good. V'zeh, ki afilu hatzar v'hadochak hanira be'inav ra, even those things that sometimes have the appearance of not being so good, einenu be'emes ela tova amitis, ultimately, at the end of the day, are always ultimately good. Ukimashla harofe achotech es habasar, oes ha'eva shenifsad. So he gives a very dramatic example of a surgeon who goes ahead and removes infected flesh or an infected limb. Kedeshi yavri shara gufalo yamos. Why does the surgeon do that? In order that the rest of the body should not be impacted or affected by the infection, and the patient shouldn't die. Shafa pisha maisa achzari l'chora, even though the act of cutting off a limb seems to be so cruel and so indifferent, eino ela rachmanos v'emes. In reality, such an act is kind. Such an act is rachmanos. Leitiva b'achriso, for the benefit of the patient, v'lo yasir hachola a'avasa meharofe v'avor ze'amaisa. Right? You know, no one ever has tinnitus on the surgeon who removed the infected limb. I can't believe you cut off my arm. I can't believe you cut off the limb. I can't believe you took away this part of my body. As long as the surgeon does a good job, the patient is forever indebted to the surgeon for having saved their life. Have even though, again, something so traumatic and something so terrible has just occurred, at the end of the day, the patient realizes, Ala adraba, Yosef li ava oso, kina davraze, kishiyachshov ha'odom, shekomasha kodesh baruch hu osa imo, litovaso hi osa. I would say, this is perhaps, it's easy to write these words and easy to translate these words, but perhaps this is the hardest, this is the most complicated theological piece of our spiritual puzzle. This belief that everything that Hashem does for me and with me is somehow for my good. The good stuff, it's easy to see that's for the good. But even the things that hurt, and even the things that adversely impact me, and even the things that really just take the wind out of my sails, that's also for good. Bein shiyeh begufo, bein shiyeh b'mono. Whether these are things that impact my body, what are these things that impact my wallet? Va'afa pishu eno roe, ve'eno maven ech zetovaso. The Bible says sometimes in life, I can't see the good. I cannot see the good. There is no way, you know, sometimes a person could be optimistic, see the silver lining in everything, ultimately always look for the tov, and sometimes I just don't see it. I can't see any possible positive thing that could come from all of this. But nevertheless, a person has to believe, Vadai tovasahu. Ultimately, again, there's always good. Everything, there's no such thing as something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that is not for the good. Hine lo sechlash ahavaso mipnei kol dochak kol tsar. A person ultimately, again, cannot allow his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be diminished as a result of difficulty or challenge. Ela adrabo tigbar v'nosva bo tamid. Ultimately, again, a person must allow his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and intensify and increase at all times under all circumstances. So what the Maruchal is describing over here, what's the greatest obstacle, the greatest challenge in loving God? The greatest challenge in loving God is life. That a lot of times things happen, right, to us, to loved ones, or sometimes maybe we see in the world, and we wonder to ourselves, how could it be that God is doing this? And how should I love a God who so negatively and so dramatically impacts my life? Right? And ultimately, again, it poses a fundamental challenge to that love and to that relationship. And the Ramchal explains that our avodah is to live life with a very simple, yet profound and deep hashgafa, which is called the Avid Rachmana Latav Avid. Everything that Hashem does is for the good. Whether you see it or whether you don't see it, our job ultimately is to believe it. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with the next component of this Hashkafa, Emir Hashem, tomorrow.